Three Little Pigs. This is the story of three little pigs. They live in the forest with their old mother happily. Their names are Whitey, Blackie, and Brownie. One day, Old Mother Pig calls them and says, "My children, I'm old now, and you are not babies anymore. It is time for you to go out into the world." Whitey, Blackie, and Brownie like that idea, so they kiss their mother goodbye and leave their house to earn their own living. It is summer, and the three little pigs like to play games in the forest. They make friends with everyone and have fun, but they don't have a house, and the nights are cold. The first little pig, Whitey, meets a man with a bundle of straw and says to him, "Please, mister, give me that straw. I want to build a house with it." The man likes Whitey and gives him the straw. Whitey builds himself a house with it. Presently, a wolf comes along and knocks at the door of Whitey's house. "Little pig, little pig," he says, "let me come in." But of course, Whitey doesn't want the wolf to come in, so he says, "No, no, by the hair on my chinny chin chin." This makes the wolf angry, and he says, "Then I'll puff, and I'll huff, and I'll blow your house in." So he puffs, and he huffs, and he blows the house in, and he carries poor little Whitey away to his home in the forest. The second little pig, Blackie, meets a man carrying some wood, and he says to him, "Please, mister, give me that wood. I want to build a house with it." The man likes Blackie and gives him the wood, and Blackie builds himself a house with it. But along comes the same wolf and knocks at the door of Blackie's house. "Little pig, little pig," he says, "let me come in." "No, no," replies Blackie in great fright, "not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." This makes the wolf angry, and he says, "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in." So the wolf puffs, and he huffs, and at last he blows the house in. And away he goes with Blackie to his home in the forest. Now, the third little pig, Brownie, meets a man with a load of bricks, and he says to him, "Please, mister, give me those bricks. I want to build a house with them." The man gives him bricks, and Brownie builds a very snug little house with them. Then the same wolf comes along and knocks at the door of Brownie's house. "Little pig, little pig," he says, "let me come in." But of course, Brownie doesn't want the wolf to come in, so he says, "No, no, by the hair on my chinny chin chin." This makes the wolf more and more angry, and he says, "Then I'll puff, and I'll huff, and I'll blow your house in." The wolf puffs, and he huffs, and he huffs, and he puffs. Nothing happens. He cannot blow down Brownie's house. The angry wolf thinks for a while and makes a plan. Then he says, "Little pig, I know a nice field full of turnips. Do you want to come with me?" "Where?" asks Brownie. "Over in Mr. Smith's field. Be ready tomorrow morning. I'm going to call for you, and we can go together and get some for dinner."
"Very well," answers Brownie. "I'm going to be ready. What time do you want to go?"
"Around 6 o'clock," answers the wolf. In the morning, smart little pig gets up at 5 o'clock and goes out. He doesn't wait for the wolf to come. He goes to the field, gets the turnips, and goes back home. The wolf comes at 6 o'clock and calls Brownie. But Brownie says,
"I'm not coming out. I don't like turnips."
The wolf gets very angry, but he wants to catch Brownie. So he says, "Little pig, I know where there's a nice apple orchard. Do you like apples?"
"Where?" asks Brownie.
"Down at Merry Garden," replies the wolf. "Let's meet tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, and we can get some apples."
Very well, answers Brownie. I'm going to be ready. But Brownie again doesn't wait for the wolf. The next morning he gets up at 4 o'clock and goes to the apple orchard. But this time he has farther to go, and he has to climb the tree. He collects a basket of apples, but just then sees the wolf coming. Of course he is afraid. He makes a plan. The wolf comes up to the tree and sees Brownie. Ah, I see you're here before me. Are they very nice apples? He asks.
Yes, they are, replies Brownie.
Here, I'm going to throw one down to you. And he throws the apple far away from the wolf. The wolf runs to pick it up. The little pig jumps down from the tree and runs home. Now the wolf is very, very angry. And he thinks and thinks and finally makes a plan to catch the little pig. Coming to his house the next morning, he says, Little pig, there is a fair in town this afternoon. Do you want to come?
Oh, yes, replies Brownie. I want to come, too. What time do you want me to be ready?
At 3 o'clock, says the wolf. But Brownie goes off to the fair at 1 o'clock and buys a great big copper kettle. Alas, on the way home, with the kettle, he sees the wolf coming up the hill. Poor little Brownie doesn't know what to do, and then suddenly he jumps into the copper kettle and gives himself a push, and the kettle goes rolling over and over with the little pig in it. The wolf sees the kettle rolling toward him. He's afraid. He turns and runs back home without going to the fair. The next day, he stops at the little pig's house and tells him about the rolling kettle. Brownie laughs and laughs and says to the wolf, Huh! Are you afraid, Mr. Wolf? Poor little baby. Ha, ha, ha. This laugh makes the wolf even more angry. He jumps up onto the roof of the little pig's house and starts to climb down the chimney. Brownie sees this, and he makes a blazing fire in the fireplace. Then he hangs the copper kettle over it full of water. The angry wolf comes down the chimney, and the little pig pulls off the cover of the kettle. Plop! Into the boiling water falls the wolf. After that, Brownie goes out and finds the wolf's house in the forest. He rescues his two brothers, Whitey and Blackie. And they all live happily together in the little brick house forever afterwards.